This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
8 o'clock hour here on DFW Sports Station, the Hump Day Edition.
Hump Day.
Trying to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. I'm Sean Treif alongside RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, Jake Reitma popping his head in. And we got Pepe in the back firing up the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Why does nobody want to be the face of the NBA, or is anyone capable? Can it now be Luka Doncic? I guess according to Stephen A. Smith, it cannot be.
My personal opinion is I don't believe an international player can be the face of the NBA. I know they're global iconic figures. Their popularity extends globally. But the NBA is an American-born sport. And it needs to resonate in America. And if it doesn't resonate in America, then it's not going to matter to America how you resonate beyond. And so that's just my mentality, UD. That's how I think about it. Not to say they can't be popular or what have you, but I just think about it that way.
He got killed for this. He got ripped on social media and a couple other places where I saw the word xenophobic so many times yesterday.
Yeah.
And I don't think I agree that it's, I think he's, I don't think that's what he's talking. I think he's talking more about how American basketball fans consume it. Like, I don't know that it's so much about, like, I refuse to let somebody have this. Like, I felt like what he was saying was more, it's just, this is an American sport. This is an American, like, I mean, it's become pretty global, but, like, at the end of the day, this is still, this sport's core is here in the United States, and United States consumers are going to naturally gravitate towards American-born players.
Mm-hmm. It's the way it is. It's not xenophobic. It's not offensive. Facts aren't offensive. Like, this, it's a fact. Like, it's not, it's the way it is.
It's like people have said before, like the star or the face of the league or whatever for hockey, generally, like, there are people who believe it can't be an American.
Ovechkin, it was never going to be Ovechkin. It was Sidney for a while. You know, I mean, now Canadian, you might be able to get a blurred line with Canada. Because the language, there's no language barrier unless you're, you know, Montreal. But, like, Shohei's not the face of MLB. He's the face of baseball. The face of MLB is Aaron Judge. And there's a difference. The face of basketball can be an international player. The face of the NBA, I'm with Stephen A. I don't think it will be, ever.
Who is it?
Anthony. It'll be Anthony Edwards eventually.
It's not going to be Anthony Edwards.
Or Shea, or somebody like that.
Because Shea's Canadian.
Again, we can blur lines.
It's a blurred line. It is. It's
a language barrier.
Anthony Edwards actually came out with what I thought was a pretty stunning soundbite and quote. And he said, I don't want it.
Tell the truth. You can and will be that guy.
Well, I'm capable of being that guy. But I don't want to be that guy. Put it like that. I want to be the guy to just show up and hoop and just kill dudes and go home.
Wow. How many people feel that way and have ever said that, thought that way? I don't want to be the guy. Now, because a lot you know, comes with that, in terms of being the ambassador, the player rep, or the union leader and all that stuff. But I was pretty stunned that someone like Anthony Edwards said, "No, I just want to show up, hoop, and go home."
I mean, that's, I wonder if that's like a generational thing. You know, younger people are just like, they seem to have boundaries, the work-life boundary. I don't know. It's very odd. You don't usually see athletes say, I don't want to be the MVP. I don't want to be the best player in the sport.
So Tatum is not big enough. No. It's not going to be Jalen Brunson. Joel Embiid, I mean, I thought he was a candidate with his great personality, but it can't be him. His career, I think, is about to be over. If it was going to be the Joker, I think we would be saying that by now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I never thought Anthony Edwards, because Anthony Edwards does a lot of things off the floor. Now, he hasn't recently, but I thought that would disqualify him. SGA, do we know enough about his personality, and can he be playing in that market? Probably not. In my opinion,
the guy they wanted it to be was Ja Morant. I think before Ja got in all the trouble, I think they thought perfect, like kind of an underdog story, high flying superstar, super fun, like does all the things Russell Westbrook did, for instance, but isn't like kind of the like is a more charismatic Russell.
If it was gonna be Giannis, we'd already say that by now. It feels like that time has passed. Obviously, no Steph. It was Steph and LeBron. They're gone. It's not going to be Devin Booker. It's definitely not going to be Trae Young. It's not going to be anybody in Miami. Banchero doesn't feel like that. No one in Houston. Not Zion's big ass. Know what?
You know what you're about to say.
Wemby.
You think? More than Luka?
I think...
L.A. Luka. Reviving, or like we're set up for potentially another decade of Celtics Lakers. I think Luka genuinely has a shot to be the guy.
You also got to look at like, you know, who's
Wemby. Wemby would be my leading candidate.
That is who Anthony Edwards said at All Star Week was. He said he thinks it's Wemby.
You also got to look at who's in college now, or who will be, because you know we still have a couple years before it's not LeBron. Right. Like, would it be...
What is Flagg's personality at Duke? I have no idea.
Yeah, that's a good question. Honestly, it's like he's a fun player to watch.
I think it can be Wemby. He seems very buttoned up. Joker making fun of him because he was reading, you know, books like A.J. Brown before the All-Star game. Can speak multiple languages. Baller. Humongous. Calm, cool, collected. He can be I don't know how flashy he is, but maybe he can be a consistent, solid Tim Duncan-esque face.
Yeah, I think you can be, you know, Stephen A, I think, is a little wrong in that, yeah, you can be from another country, an international player, but your ability to speak to the people has to be on point. Wemby can. You've got to really be able to speak the language of, you know, English, I think, in the U.S.
Oh,
I think it's one of the disconnects.
He's a dual superstar.
Yeah.
Like Luka Doncic. Go ahead.
I think it's one of the disconnects with Shohei. It's like, we don't know anything about him. We didn't know his dog's name. We never heard him really talk.
Yeah. I think Luka can. He doesn't want to speak enough to be that. Luka's awful in an interview. He's terrible.
You got to be engaging. The face of the league has to speak for the league.
Because he is an engaging person. You can tell with the way he BS's with everyone. Mm-hmm. He seems like a social butterfly. It'd be so fun to go out and hang with. He does not want to be in front of a microphone.
Has any of the three major American sports that you can remember, have they ever had a quiet face of the league? Was Montana the face of the league in the 80s? Right. And was he considered a little more quiet?
I think he was. I don't remember day to day because I was... too, but
what was the I'm trying to remember, because I mean I was younger. You guys are so.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Much older than me, you may remember. When Jordan retired the second time before LeBron got here and they had that 3 to 4 year window, was it Kobe was the face or was retirement Jordan retirement as Jordan. The Jordan brand guy was still the face of the league in retirement?
Well, they were trying to find.
They wanted it to be Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wanted it to be Iverson, it seemed like.
Yep.
I just remembered a bunch of Kobe like Sprite commercials and everything. It felt like Kobe was everywhere. It was just big 10,000 watt smile and was... Yep.
Like, you had it set up with Penny and Shaq. Then mm-hmm. they split.
I mean, the face of baseball over the years has kind of been...
Jeter?
Yeah, or yeah. A-Rod. Was Bonds ever the face of the game?
No, I think Jeter's the answer. Jeter felt like he was the face of baseball.
And yeah. then it was Trout for a little bit.
And Jeter's boring. Jeter was boring.
He's boring, yep. But like,
Steinbrenner didn't think he was boring. Wanted him out of the clubs and out of the page six.
but you know, like, yeah, you could be boring, but you're in New York, so that helped. Who was that?
Yeah, Brady.
Brady was the face of the league.
And now haircut Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, yep, it's
a personal trainer. Now he looks like a personal trainer.
So I mean, yeah, I really think Luka's got a shot. Wemby makes a lot of sense. If Wemby keeps playing like he does, like if he keeps ascending. And we played the audio of him at All-Star Week. He's very thoughtful. He's just the one thing, and we talked about this article, I think, a year and a half ago or something. It was a while ago. But they, after Wemby had said, if I don't succeed, it's just basketball. What does it matter? And they were talking about the difference of like views from the European star versus the American star. It was an article in The Guardian where they said you had all these people like Jokic and Wembanyama and Giannis who were talking about there are bigger things than basketball. Meanwhile, it was the Kobe, Jordan, like aggressive attack dog, American mindset.
Nico would trade Wemby right now.
Yeah, he would.
Undoubtedly. And so I do kind of wonder if that's just a mindset question as to why they wouldn't potentially embrace them as the face of the league is because they're too passive about their profession.
Stephen A. responding to Anthony Edwards saying, I don't want it to be me.
You can't want something more for somebody else than they want for themselves. And I totally get that. But that doesn't mean I'm not entitled to my wish list. And my wish is that Anthony Edwards changes his mind. And the reason why is because, I mean, my favorite players are him and Steph Curry. And where I fell in love with Anthony Edwards wasn't with the dunks or whatever. It was when the playoffs showed up last year and that brother was giving it to the Phoenix Suns. I mean, that to me was the nail in the coffin, UD, because he was talking major smack to his idol, Kevin Durant. And he was going after, and remember, I'm somebody that feels very, very highly about Devin Booker. I think Devin Booker is an absolute stud. I watched that brother get on the court against them brothers and just shrink them.
So he says he wants Ant Edwards to go ahead and change his mind. He's got the amazing personality for it. He may be a little bit too free-speaking, too loose. Mm-hmm. And I love his personality as well, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, there's a little bit of rebellion there. And like, I mean, you just mentioned that. Passive in the sense of like, I don't want to be the face. And then there was the whole issue a couple years ago where when he was coming out in the draft, people were like, can you take Anthony Edwards? The dude's talking about how he wished he could have played football instead of basketball. Does he even love basketball?
And we don't define a face tomorrow. Like when LeBron leaves, there might be a gap. It could be a 2-3 year gap like it was with Jordan.
Yep. Not with the way the NBA is trending right now.
Yeah, right.
Can they survive? By the way, you did mention we haven't had an issue with Anthony Edwards in a while. He did have court documents come out last week via Page Six that he did try to convince another girl he got pregnant to just
bail.
Yeah, bail on that.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see that the girl who had relations with 1,000 guys in one day turned up pregnant? Who'd have thought?
Man, if you're going to schedule on one day, why an ovulation period?
Exactly. You should use your calendar.
877-881-1053, live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube here on DFW Sports Station. Are the Rangers going to be in on Vlad Guerrero Jr. next year? Someone thinks so. RJ has his answer in Rangers Diamond Cavs on the home of your favorite baseball team next.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.